It's interesting to consider Senate Bill 451 in the context of another pressing education issue in the state, the teacher shortage. What you'll hear a lot is that teachers have objections to and are now walking out over this bill, even as it proposes a raise for them. And there are a number of other pieces to the bill that are intended to sweeten the deal for current or prospective teachers. And in the context of the state's teacher shortage, you'll hear advocates of the bill's focus on charter schools and education savings accounts pointing to these other aspects and claiming that these are things that would help the teaching profession. The problem is, these are all financial incentives, likely designed to grab headlines and sway opinions. In addition to the proposed raise for teachers and service workers, the bill proposes a bonus specifically for math teachers and a bolstering of a scholarship program for individuals that pursue teaching in high-needs fields and areas. And those are all compelling ways to consider incentivizing teaching, albeit as part of an effort to push other agendas. But as my colleagues here at WVU and I have researched the state's teacher shortage, we've come to find that many of these financial factors like salary, while important, are not close to a complete picture for what is causing issues with teacher recruitment and retention. And it would seem that the opposition to this bill by those closest to the work of education, even with those financial incentives presented, proves that. And people observing the events around this bill should take note.